अपना पॉडकास्ट सारथी। आज हमारे साथ है हर्षिता दरियान। हर्षिता एक ऐसी लड़की है जिन्होंने अपनी जिंदगी में कभी हार नहीं मानी और अपनी मुश्किलों का सामना करते हुए अपने सपने की ओर बढ़ती रही। उन्होंने बहुत ही छोटी उम्र में अपनी माँ को खो दिया और इस लॉस से वो गुजर ही रही थी कि उनको एक ऐसी बीमारी डायग्नोज हुई जिसके कारण वो पैरालाइज हो गई। और फिर भी उन्होंने हिम्मत ना हारते हुए व्हीलचेयर पर अपने एग्जाम्स दिए और आज वो एक मैकेनिकल इंजीनियर है और वो अपने लिए बहुत अच्छा कर रही है। आइए सुनते हैं उनकी कहानी हर्षिता की जुबानी। वेलकम टू आवर शो हर्षिता, हाउ आर यू?
I am fine. I hope you are also doing good. And thank you so much for having me on your platform.
थैंक यू हर्षिता, वी आर ग्लैड टू हैव यू हियर। तो जैसे कि आपने बताया कि आपने बहुत ही छोटी उम्र में अपनी माँ को खो दिया, वो लॉस सबसे बड़ा लॉस है किसी के लिए। तो इस लॉस से आप कैसे बाहर आई, क्या आपकी स्ट्रेंथ रही, किस चीज ने आपको इस गम से बाहर निकलने की मदद की?
To be honest, till this date, I still breathe into my fears. So I don't think so that any child can ever overcome a parental loss or a parent can overcome a child's loss. So this is something which I deal with every day. And with time, everybody says that time is the best healer. So with time, we kind of learn to deal with situations. So I have also done that, and apart from that, my family has been there with me. They've been supporting me in each and everything. My elder sister, my elder brother, and my father, they are like a pillar to me.
Very well said. हर्षिता, फैमिली हर किसी का सबसे बड़ा सपोर्ट होती है। तो आप हमारे लिसनर्स को बताएंगे कि आपको क्या डिजीज डायग्नोज हुआ था, कब हुआ, और आपको कैसे पता चला उसके बारे में?
Basically, the disease I was diagnosed with was GBS, that is Guillain-Barré syndrome. So this randomly happens to some one person in 1.3 crores. So what happens when GBS happens, your nervous system completely breaks down. Your immune system completely breaks down. So I was diagnosed with GBS in 2016. So my sister got married on 3rd of September 2016. And everything went well, and I went back to my hostel on 5th of September. On 8th September, I specifically remember that I had my badminton match. By the end of the match, I had this weird pain in my left hand. So I told everyone at the time of high tea that, you know, there is something really wrong with my left hand. But we did not pay much attention to it because we thought that it is due to fatigue. As I attended my sister's wedding and then I had a match, so we thought it's just I need to take good rest. But the very next day, it was Saturday, and the people who were staying in hostel had their extra classes. So our warden came to wake us all up for the classes. And when she came in, I just could not get off my bed. I was stuck on my bed. So with the help of my roommates and my warden and my dean, they tried to wake me up. They tried to get me off the bed. And I did get up, but I could barely walk like two or three steps. And then I fell down again there only. So the doctor in the premise was called, and she did all the regular checkups which were supposed to be done. Everything was surprisingly very normal. So they shifted me to another hospital, and by that time my local guardians were called and they shifted me to another hospital. By that time of all the shifting and everything, so it was evening already. And as it was Saturday, so it took time to process all the tests, and we were waiting for test results. So when the test results came in, I had my lungs failure by then. So by Sunday evening, my lungs were not functioning. So they had to shift me to ICU. I just knew the name of the disease by then. That was GBS. I did not know anything else, that how do I come out of it or anything. Because after that, I did fell into coma for 47 days. So after a hard fight of 4 months, I got out of ventilator. And then it took me around 10 months of physiotherapy. And that's when I gave my board exams on wheelchair, because I did not want to waste another year because of the medical reasons. And then I had to learn everything. So while during those 10 months, I had to learn to walk again, learn to write again, learn to do every basic thing. So I did that, and then I got myself into college. That is, I'll be passing out from SRM University, Chennai, and yeah, that's it.
बहुत ही
Yeah.
बिल्कुल ये हर्षिता, आपने जैसा किया तो आपने हमें बताया अपनी कहानी में कि एक पॉइंट पर यू फेल्ट लाइक यू वर ऑलमोस्ट डेड, तो वो कैसा फील हो रहा था, क्या हुआ था उस टाइम पर, क्या एक्चुअली हो रहा था आपकी लाइफ में?
So basically, till the time all the test results came in, and it was very late. It was late in the evening. So what happened? It happened twice. So I was not able to breathe, and I was not able to speak as well at that time. So I was not. Now, how do I convey this that I'm not able to breathe? But slowly and gradually, my family members noticed that I'm not responding at all. So at that time, they got to know that there is something really wrong. The doctors were called, and I was shifted in ICU at that time. And second time it happened, that was in ICU. So there was this doctor on duty at that time, and he thought, and I was in ICU for 2 months. So after 2 months, there was one doctor on duty. He thought that because it's been 2 months and I'm a young blood, so maybe I might have recovered. So what he did was he reduced my level of ventilator. So there are different levels of ventilator. So he reduced it, but I was not, my body was not used to it. I did not recover from that, but he reduced it anyways. So the senior doctor was about to come at 5 o'clock, and he did this at around 3 o'clock in the in afternoon. So at 5 o'clock, I was not responding again, and I had no movement of eyes and anything. So they ran some few tests, and they got to know that CO2 level was increased way too much. If they did not did this test for like another half an hour or so, then that would have been it. So this happened twice with me.
ओह वेरी सो मच ऑफ स्ट्रेंथ इज रिक्वायर्ड हर्षिता. हर्षिता आपने हमें बताया कि यू वर पैरालाइज्ड नेक डाउन, तो वो आपके लिए कितना टॉर्चरस रहा होगा, सिर्फ फिजिकली नहीं मेंटली भी. तो आप इस चीज से कैसे बाहर आई, आपने इस टॉर्चर को कैसे हैंडल किया, कहाँ से इतनी स्ट्रेंथ आई?
So I'm not going to lie, it was very difficult coming out of all of this. While I was seeing all of my friends going through college, getting into college and getting all their life sorted and having fun and everything, because this is the time when you create so many memories after your 12th standard, and I was in hospital dealing with life and death. So there was a time when I had a mental breakdown as well. But there were few people around me who supported me a lot. One of them is my physiotherapist, Dr. Rubina Mirza. She was like an angel to me. If I am alive and if I am at this position right now, if I'm able to speak or do anything, all credit goes to her. She has done a lot of hard work on me so that I can get out of this, not only physically, but she was always there to listen to me if there was anything I was going through with, or if there was a point of time when I was about to give up. So she always motivated me. Apart from that, my elder brother and my elder sister, both of them motivated me a lot. They used to always come and have, like, it was a very good environment. They made a very comfortable environment around me. My brother was always what he was literally always there for me. So there was not even a single, I cannot recall even a single time when I wanted my brother and he wasn't there. So my brother and my father, they both have been like pillars to me.
राइट, वेरी वेल सेड हर्षिता. आपका सिबलिंग्स, आपके मॉम डैडी आपका सबसे बड़ा सपोर्ट होते हैं, एंड अबव ऑल आपका डॉक्टर ही तो एक होता है जो हम कहते हैं कि भगवान का दूसरा रूप है. तो ये आपने बिल्कुल सही बोला, आपकी डॉक्टर ने आपकी हेल्प की, आपके फादर ने और आपके ब्रदर ने. तो आपकी रिकवरी की जर्नी कैसी रही, आप कैसे इन सबसे आपने अपना सामना किया, फिर भी आपने एग्जाम्स दिए अपने और एडमिशन ली इंजीनियरिंग में, तो कैसी रही होगी आपकी ये जर्नी?
It was difficult, like not to, मतलब that goes without saying that it was really difficult. So there were times when if I mentally wanted to do something, but my physical body did not allow me. And there were times when my physical body wanted to do something, but then I did not have that much of mental peace to settle down with that fact. So it was difficult to go through, and especially giving 12th boards at that time. So in India, we give a lot of importance to this exam. So it is not just about, getting marks or anything. Everybody looks at your 12th mark sheet like that's the end of the life, which ideally it should not be. But I still thought that instead of giving my one whole year to this disease again, I thought whatever it is going to be, however, whatever it is going to take, I am going to clear this exam. And I did clear my exams with good marks.
Right. Harshita, आपने हमें अपने बारे में बताया कि आपका कोई मरीन ड्रीम भी था. अब हमारे लिसनर्स को बताना चाहेंगे कि क्या आपका ड्रीम है और आप उसको किस हद तक चाहती हैं?
So, marine engineering was something which I wanted to do, but mechanical engineering, which I am doing right now, is also something which, because marine engineering and mechanical engineering, the practical, the theoretical aspects are quite similar of this. So I took up mechanical engineering as my undergraduate, and I'm really interested in business fields, in management fields. So right now, as of now as well, after my undergraduate, I'll be applying to business schools. So I am working hard towards it. So I'm hoping for the best that I get good results out of this as well.
So Harshita, आप जैसी बहुत सारी लड़कियां हैं इस एज में जो इनके लाइफ में किसी ना किसी पॉइंट पे कोई ना कोई डिफिकल्टी आती है, तो वो कुछ कई लड़कियां कुछ हार मान जाती हैं, तो आप उनको क्या ऐसा मैसेज देना चाहेंगी कि सबके लिए मोटिवेशनल हो? क्या मैसेज देना चाहते हैं आप अपनी एज की लड़कियों को?
I would want to say to everyone that, you know, challenge yourself to move forward despite the chatter in your head. Show up when your mind makes the best excuses. Because what happens when we focus on lack, we give lack the more power. What happens when we redirect our gaze to abundance, the trees of goodness grows before us. You know, you need to have that chaos in your soul to give birth to a dancing star. And I personally feel like that nobody should be ashamed of their tears, because tears bore the witness that a man had the greatest courage to suffer. Also, your faith has to be bigger than your fear. I believe in higher powers, and I firmly have faith in God that, you know, I am meant to do something good, and so I'll be able to do it. Also, I truly believe that nothing touched by fire remains untransformed. Once the fire burns you, you find your liberation.
वेरी वेल हर्षिता, सब लिसनर्स से ये रिक्वेस्ट है कि आपकी इन ब्यूटीफुल लाइंस को, इतनी पावरफुल लाइंस को अपनी लाइफ में इम्बाइब करें और किसी भी सिचुएशन में कभी हार ना माने. आपकी स्टोरी सबके लिए इंस्पिरेशनल है. थैंक यू हर्षिता, थैंक यू फॉर कमिंग ऑन अ शो. थैंक यू सो मच. आप सुन रहे हैं आपका अपना पॉडकास्ट सारथी.